rocks.
It's actually me walking up the stairs.
I like the stairs.
It's a mouth breather.
Shut your mouth. It's 8:16. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's
happening? Quick look at your forecast today. Cloudy. We got some snow possible. 2 to 3 inches tonight, and then maybe a couple more tomorrow. Going to see a high of 30 tomorrow. Then it's pretty cold the next couple days, and some more snow through the weekend. And then it's warming up just a little bit, but not much. So anyway.
Sporting 2 to 3 inches in this weather.
What?
Not getting any bigger, Brock.
It's all you're getting. Be happy with it. Anyway, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Kate?
What's up?
Okay. Let's see. Do we do taser or bag of drugs?
Ooh. Kind of go hand in hand. What do you think? I kind of like,
I mean, I think they're both going to be good. I think, let's do taser. Tasers are always funny. Tasers are always funny. There's a 68-year-old woman named Pamela Carr. She's in Florida. Mm-hmm. Clearwater. Of course. Clearwater area.
It's a stripper capital of the U.S.
She's 68. Oh, man. Still doing it. Sunday morning, her 73-year-old husband told her that after 9 years of being married, he wanted a divorce. He wanted a separation. You bitch, I'm done. Well, Pamela responded by pulling out her taser and repeatedly zapping him.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you want a separation?
Now, was it a taser or a stun gun? Because they're different, right?
I think taser is just the
handheld, right?
The handheld one. Yeah.
Stun gun is the actual projectiles, right?
Where it latches onto you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. He called the cops, and she was arrested for felony domestic battery. Here's her mugshot.
Oh, man.
She looks like a lady that would taser you.
Yeah.
Does your wife have a taser?
I tried to buy her one.
Yeah?
They don't ship them to Michigan.
So you can't buy them here in Michigan?
I don't know if you can buy them or not, but I know you can't ship them.
Have you ever been tased?
Once. A long time ago.
You were tased?
When I DJ'd at a bar back in the day. Well, at 2 o'clock, everything shuts down. We all clean up. We put the chairs on the table. But we always kind of hang around, have a few drinks. And after a few of those drinks, one of the bouncers was like, hey, I got a taser. Should we have some fun with it? I'm like, okay. So one of the guys that worked there took it first.
Yeah.
I didn't want to after that because he was literally like tearing up.
It doesn't sound like it'd be appealing.
Just kind of wanted to feel it, though. It's not fun.
The closest thing I ever got to being tased was I peed on an electric fence once.
I mean, it's probably pretty close. And I didn't get tased in the wiener, that's for sure. I couldn't imagine.
Mine was through my little lightning rod, and it did not feel good at all.
Now, did the pain just, was it harnessed right there in the junk, or did it go through your body?
It went through the whole body.
Yeah.
I mean, your body's what, 70% water?
Yeah. Dude.
Or 80%, whatever it is.
Why'd you pee on an electric fence?
I didn't think it was on. I'm pretty sure my dad said, oh, no, where it's not on. And all the times.
And they pulsate, too, so you can... Did you pull away?
I was peeing, and it was fine, and then it hit, you know. And, it didn't feel... My wee-wee!
just exploded.
Yeah, it's like when you overcook it. It's like when you overcook a hot dog in the microwave.
It splits at the end.
It just splits right there.
Oh, God!
Hot dog's done.
Oh.
Hot dog's done.
Grab the tape.
W